Okay, don't mind that I've already started recording. You can, you know, do whatever. I'm just another test.
Penis.
Alright. Okay.
Why am I here?
Oh, you don't have to be here. I was just like, we were all leaving, so I was like, well, you know.
If you want to come, you're more than welcome.
Okay. I'll come wherever I want.
Alright.
Oh, you sound grouchy.
I don't have permission to chat. Or type stuff.
Oh, default channel.
Yeah,
yeah, make sure it's default channel, not the actual one that says noise case.
Alright.
I need to get on to Steven about changing channel permissions, but I don't really care enough.
Hey. Thank you.
Anyway. Alright, let's do this. I mean,
what are we doing?
Well, Lifted wanted to talk about the Batman thing. I told him we talked about it on the podcast earlier.
Dude,
but
Batman fucking sucks ass. How many times do I have to say it?
Hey, what are you saying about Batman?
You can't tell when there's not one hoodlum in fucking all of Gotham that doesn't have a gun that can't shoot Batman in the fucking chin.
They have really good gun control laws, dude.
You will pay for your transgressions.
And hey,
yeah, that's the thing. They don't.
I don't give a shit how good your gun control laws. There's some motherfucker made a projectile weapon.
Well,
dude,
I mean,
there's obviously no gun control laws because every motherfucker has a gun. They just don't have the training. It's gun training control laws that are winning.
Gun control.
Hey,
it's
some
control
motherfucker can get lucky once. It only takes one time.
Point.
That's how you were born.
What about Batman Beyond?
Even with my eyes closed, I can hit the target at least 1 out of 10.
Nah, I mean, in his defense, he is a ninja, though.
Fear.
He's the biggest ninja I've ever seen. He's no Jackie Chan, that's for sure.
He gets them shaky so much they can't shoot straight.
Well, you know what? I think this is one of those times when you're just going to have to suspend your disbelief.
Look,
for a second.
I love comic books. I'm a Marvel fanatic. I just fucking hate Batman.
What's wrong? What did Batman ever do to you?
He's gay!
I think you're
like, there's
talking
nothing
about
cool. He doesn't have any superpowers. He has a fucking, like, plumber's utility
skills.
Belt. He's a glorified plumber.
He's got key skills. And ninja training from Ra's al Ghul.
He's.
Hey,
look.
Me and Ethan.
Ninja.
But yet, he can kill
ninja.
Superman.
Gonzo, every time you speak, I hear a slight noise in the background.
I'm working on it.
Can you guys hear me at all?
Yeah.
He's working on
getting
so drunk that he doesn't care about it anymore.
No, okay, good. I was telling him that for troubleshooting purposes, not to pick on him.
Yeah, I'm doing 8,000 things.
And I don't give a shit, Gonzo, is what he's trying to say.
It takes a lot of effort to not give a shit about everything.
Or pizza rolls.
Does anyone know how to adjust the mic volume? I think part of the reason I derez at times is because my mic is a little too sensitive.
Your mother's a little
setup
too
wizard?
Sensitive.
Options?
Are you
using
the like options under capture? Yeah, options under capture. You can adjust it there.
Alright.
Well, because I remember Callus was having the same kind of problem.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can remove background noise in the advanced options.
Instead of, like, the auto voice detection, and it worked a lot better for him.
Oh. Okay, how do I sound now? Like, do I sound any louder?
Sound like a black guy.
Sounds sexy.
Okay, these are not helpful answers, but, you
sound
know.
The same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
am I still getting
good.
That weird noise?
Yeah, I still hear it. It's high-pitched.
I just heard it.
Fucking fan.
I didn't hear it
from Gonzo. I heard it from somebody else.
Yeah, hey, I got a monitor talking when I check on it. Hey, just Gonzo talk for a second.
It's not Kevlar.
The Human Torch was not a bank loan.
Yeah, it was less than time, but it was definitely there.
Somebody else.
I had my hand over the fan. The Human Torch was not a bank loan. Is that better?
Lift it. Say something.
Something.
I'm catching it from Lifted.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
I think I'm getting it from Lifted. I'm hearing it on when Lifted talks.
Yeah, I think I heard it too when Lifted said something. It seemed like a, I don't know, like a high-pitched fan in the distance, kind of. I don't know how to describe the sound.
You know what I think it is? I think it's USB noise. Because I get it sometimes through my headphones. Like, the computer will be doing something, and it actually matches up. Like, it's line noise.
I think that might be it, because my headphones, I can hear that type of shit right now.
Yeah, sounds good enough. Let's move. Bazooka, say something.
Yeah,
your volume's real low.
He's clear. I'm picking him up 5x5.
Yeah, he's clear. He's like no distortion, just low.
It's like you're in the room with us. 5x5. Like...
And I'm using my shitty mic too.
Well, see, I just heard it.
And I'm videoing on Tiny Chat, so.
Yeah. All right, well, I mean, screw it. Let's move forward. Whatever. If this were Skype, this would be completely impossible. Anyway, and we'd still keep going forward. But yeah. even though we burned out our test with talking about how much Batman apparently sucks, or how little Gonzo knows about anything.
Batman. That's true. I don't know shit.
Batman has keen detection skills. And he has the brains. And the intestinal fortitude. And the money.
Gonzo. It's kind of sounded to me like you were talking about Superman.
Yeah,
Superman has fucking superpowers, though. But I don't like Superman either, but at least he has powers.
But he's a big pansy. Belt.
Superman sucks.
Superman's the biggest pansy in the comic book world.
Batman cool. Ooh. Batman figured out who Superman was without superpowers. That's better than the right, entire population of the planet.
Okay, who's typing?
Not even like Luther figured
that
out.
Typing.
You know the only thing I like from DC is fucking Legion of Doom. Those guys are awesome. And they have a cool hideout in a swamp.
Have we ever stopped to consider that Gonzo might be a troll?
No, he doesn't give a shit. He is a troll.
Gonzo's the Solomon Grundy of this.
No, he's
group.
A professional troll. He gives so little shit that it pisses people off.
I don't know. Did any of you guys see this article on IO9? The Discover. It's an infographic. Discover which apocalyptic nightmare is right for you.
I'm not smart enough to read IO9.
Dude, you miss out on a lot of good stuff. According to this chart, I'm going to post it down there in the chat log. But according to this chart, depending on if I'm hungry or not, I either belong in a zombie apocalypse or Terminator apocalypse.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're more likely to get a Terminator apocalypse than anything.
Wait, guys. Zombie Terminator apocalypse.
The Terminator
can exist without its human skin. So
no, it is.
But then it's just a robot. It can't be a zombie.
Borg zombies. Borg could be zombies because they do have biological systems.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I can get behind the Borg.
Yeah, but wouldn't the Borg nanites sort of undo the whole zombification thing?
Not necessarily, because the biological part can die in a Borg.
Not if you wish hard enough.
Didn't we have this discussion? I don't remember who with about, you know,
hey, Cam,
could the Borg
Facebook?
Be considered, you know, zombies or not?
You're playing with Roddenberry magic, young man.
The Necromonicon.
Apparently, I'm down for a bird swarm apocalypse.
In the future.
Well, you do live in Arkansas.
The bird future.
In the year 2000.
That's if the USDA doesn't kill everything first.
In the year 2000.
I want to be in the barren wasteland riddled with marauders who drive jeeps and mopeds.
Go-kart, you need go-kart.
That's what I want to be in.
That's the one I got for some reason.
I'll kick a deer's ass.
Which one did you get?
I got fucking bird swarm.
I got the wasteland one.
Bird swarm is easy. Birds are pushovers.
I'm bird swarm.
No, I don't
mean bird swarm or Terminator.
Don't
believe. Have you ever seen a right, crow? My friend.
Look,
crows are smart motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know what though? As much, you know, much love for Hitchcock, Birds was bullshit.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. All right, lifted.
Let me tell you something. I get a flamethrower, Birds aren't fucking with me anymore.
Well, you can only attack from one direction. Birds can swarm.
Alright,
you just spin that shit around your
head?
Let
me tell you something.
You wear the same shit. Get like a flamethrower helmet now, and just like spin it like the fucking...
Now, you'd have
like to have Wheel of Fortune shit.
Now, well, like inside a house.
Look, unless you get a swarm of cassowaries on me, I can wear the same shit that they use to train security dogs, and the birds wouldn't be able to touch me.
A fucking parrot can crack a nut with those teeth, with that beak.
Yeah. I mean, where the hell are all these parrots coming from? We're gonna get most wildlife, right?
Are these African or European parrots?
Yeah, but
how many parrots did you have at Petland discounts?
How many parrots can actually break out of a cage?
Smart ones can, and then they'll break out dumb ones.
Let me tell you something about Petland. Petland uses metal ties and locks to keep these cages closed. Unless the bird can crack through the metal, they're stuck in there. They're gonna die.
The one smart one gets out and releases all the dumb ones.
And so you have these birds, right? These loose ass birds. I'd be more worried about maybe eagles. You know, they can swoop down and snag you in the shoulder with their big ass claws, with their talons. Yeah, but a freaking parrot. I'm not worried about parrots. There's not many parrots in this area, and they're not going to migrate to catch my ass.
You know, well, what's the ones with the little, the cockatiels?
Cockatiels?
They hypnotize you with that hair head thing.
This is not a magic Freud bird.
You mad?
You know, I've never mad.
Who's typing?
I'm never mad. I'm passionate. I'm
myself against a swarm.
Passionate, bro?
Look, what I want to know is lifted.
As long as they didn't pay 99 cents.
The only way for you to get Barren Wasteland is if you've ever had to defend yourself with the machete. So,
actually,
when did this happen?
If anybody follows me on Twitter, they just saw
I've never used it, but I could.
I had to cut up squares of grass one time with a machete. Does that count?
Wow, I've got five machetes. One in my trunk that's my emergency machete, and four that are my everyday use machetes.
Your emergency machete?
Yeah.
Yes, it's actually one, painted orange and black.
One of his emergency use machetes breaks the glass for the other machete.
So you imagine a scenario, you know, you're an old couple, you know, you're with your wife and you're like 60-something years old, you get stuck in the snow, and a helpful individual comes out with a bright orange and black blade to come help you.
Yeah, I can cut down tree branches and stick them onto your tires. If I need help, I can stand on the side of the road and wave my machete, and I'm guaranteed that a cop will show up very quickly.
Hey, we're gonna die!
This is why you frighten people. Well, no, back to lifted. Okay, fine. You've defended yourself with the machete. When was the last time you beheaded someone or something? And how often does this happen?
With your hands. With your hands.
I beheaded someone with my penis. Does that count?
I beheaded a goat.
What?
I think I beheaded a rat once when I was younger.
I did that with a machete last year. I got pictures.
I found this squirrel head in my backyard and I mounted it on a pole.
What?
A very tiny pole.
To warn the others.
Let me see if I have a picture of it. Hold on.
You've been watching too much Lord of the Flies.
You're all a little disturbing right now.
So William Squirrelis was drawn and quartered, and four of his body parts sent to the four corners of England as a warning.
I chopped the heads off chickens before.
Babies on spikes.
Baby chickens on spikes.
Well, I put it on a spike after I feathered it and put it over the fire.
It was actually a kebab. It was a chicken kebab. He's kind
of like on a spit. It wasn't a chicken. It was a full-grown chicken. It was huge. It was like a rotisserie.
Chicks are actually called poults, but
what?
Huh?
What'd you say?
A chick is actually called a poult. P-O-L-T.
Poult?
Yes.
Like cult. In the poultry world, right?
Yes.
I'll have to remember that.
And an unpopped popcorn kernel is an unpopped piece of popcorn is actually called an old maid in the industry.
The industry can suck it. That's a terrible word.
Old maid?
Oh, bless you.
Now, did anyone see this article on Time magazine about fecal transplants?
Fecal transplants?
Yes.
Why is it so hot?
It's called taking a dump.
Might as well.
There's a bacteria that's known as, the short name is C. diff. And what happens is, if you take C. diff is very antibiotic resistant, and you can get infected with this bacteria, and your normal gut bacteria keeps it at bay. But if you take an antibiotic for an infection, it'll actually destroy your natural gut fauna or flora, and C. diff will take over.
Fauna.
And what they have to do is, using a scope, they either take, it has to be fecal matter from either someone who lives with you or is a close relative, because you actually inherit gut bacteria from your mother, and they implant it into your colon to actually repopulate your gut.
Fantastic.
But Time magazine tweeted it as, "Would you eat poop to cure diarrhea?"
Nice.
Now that's headline writing.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Just like, whoa. They're just like Giz.
Did he hire Diaz for that? Heyo.
Okay. That one fell a little flat.
What the fuck story of the month, maybe the year?
It was.
It's on the Giz page right now, and it says, "This fellow in this photo frequently serves as an expert witness in child pornography cases.
Oh, yeah,
he's currently being sued for doing things like transforming a picture of a 5-year-old girl eating a donut into one of her having oral sex."
You know what? Fuck that guy.
What? Did you about the second graders who got caught having oral sex in a classroom? California, I think it was?
Or the girl who had sex with three guys for one cigarette?
Per cigarette, right?
Yeah. Kaiser, you're the loud typer, by the way.
I'm like, who's typing like that?
Oh, you know what it is? Clunk, clunk. It's because my microphone is right over my keyboard, that's why.
Oh, your laptop?
Yeah.
Oh, do the hunt and peck, man.
Hunt and peck sucks.
Hit one key at a time.
Oh.
See, that's where the birds come in handy, because they can hunt and peck.
Hey-o.
You know what is that your catchphrase, Bazooka?
It is now.
It's McMahon's.
Well, he can't use Bazinga, so
yeah, I got Hey-o.
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 Or there's the Aw man.
That's from News Radio.
Pick your poison.
Well, well hell, yeah, that just ain't gonna work for me.
Yeah, oh no!
Oh no!
I'm gonna eat you.
Oh, da-da. That's.
Da 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 da.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's nasty.
Oh, hey, Griffin's got a mustache.
Oh, there, I posted a link to that Twitter tweet from Time
Paper
magazine.
Boy, I ain't seen you in a while.
Oh.
I got a whole freezer.
You know what?
You're
strong arms.
No, no.
I want to talk about this jackass who used explosives to clean up the ice. I know we mentioned it on the podcast earlier, but.
The guy is awesome.
What a jackass. No, I'm sorry. But, yes, it was one of those, I think someone else put it best when they said, that seems like one of those, here, hold my beer sort of situations.
You know
what? I feel like that guy and the guy with the tank wheelchair should just meet up and just blow shit up.
That guy with the tank wheelchair was born in the wrong country. Do you see that? There's no way he's English.
What's wrong with the tank wheelchair?
He had a fucking camo shirt on. A gut out to fucking Kalamazoo. He's American if I ever saw it.
And wait, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't the footrest on the wheelchair camouflage?
I don't know.
Oh, was it?
Looked
that
it
guy was a badass.
Steve,
like it matched his shirt and hat.
It is a tank wheelchair because the website's name is tankchair.com or .net.
What?
It is a tank.
In the back, on the back of my New Jersey driver's license, it says I can get an endorsement for a tank, but they don't mean a tank, as I sadly found out.
It looks like a tank.
I was like, awesome, I can get a tank endorsement? That means that somewhere in New Jersey, a DMV has a tank for you to do a driving test on. But it turns out they actually meant tank or truck. Bastards.
Well, they really should rephrase that.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's a big difference between a tank and a tanker.
Yeah.
The ER really. makes a big difference.
Yeah.
One can shoot people, one can't.
Oh my god, guys. These wheelchairs have seatbelts on them.
Well, you know, just in case it flips over, right?
They have a 5-point harness. That's a big difference than seatbelts.
Yeah, it's for like
my performance
racing.
You know what?
That's what the owners use.
Back on, you know, on that article, you know, one of the comments over there, you know, it's his yard, deal with it. Just annoys me to no end. It's like, okay, fine. I'll admit, grudgingly, that was kind of cool. But it's his yard, so it's okay because it's in his yard. He can have explosives. Like, I bet if his name was, like, Habib or something, you know, suddenly people would have a problem with him having explosives in his own yard.
Yeah, I tell you what the problem is. His problem is, where did he live? Fucking Maine or someplace?
No, like, well, yeah, I mean...
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. If he was down here in the South, we would just say, that guy needs another beer.
Every
state has snow except for Florida right now, or like a week ago. Even Hawaii.
But not enough to blow up even and it'd be satisfying.
Hey, there's always enough
shit. You don't have
to
blow up anything for it to be satisfying.
Yeah,
you got a point. If you take like a pound of dynamite and blow up a ping pong ball, it's still fucking cool.
Another pound of dynamite?
How would you put a pound of dynamite in a ping pong ball?
And boom,
that
goes dynamite.
That is some dead shit.
Set the dynamite off anyway.
Looked like there were some guys here that got arrested for setting off too many sparkler bombs by a house.
Sparkler bombs?
When
I went to Massachusetts, there was a masked goat killer on the loose. He was going around killing goats with a bow and arrow.
I thought you were going to say turned out to be the chupacabra, which, by the way, we apparently caught him. Here in Texas. Whatever.
Are you shitting me?
Didn't they catch like three of those already?
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know. Those look like pretty mangy dogs to me, but, you know, whatever.
It's it was all dog monster.
You know, it was like
misplaced hyena.
The whole time I was like, okay, this is hilarious, until it ended up on CNN, and I was like, now this is just embarrassing. People already think everyone in Texas is an idiot.
Well, it's true.
You know, I've been burning all my trash for like the past couple years.
That means nothing coming from Arkansas.
Just the other night, just the other morning, I had a rookie cop stop by and have me put out my trash can, or my burn barrel, because, you know, it was dangerous. And it really upset me.
Well, it is dangerous. It could catch on fire.
You know what it is? When I toss feed bags in there, you get about a 15-foot flame out of it. Because the bag essentially becomes like a chimney. And it's a huge flame. And I guess he was following somebody and saw the flame at like 4 o'clock in the morning and turned around and came back. You know, I had to give him my driver's license number and everything. Which was hilarious.
Yeah, it was fun being in the country, like... in the sticks and like making the huge freaking illegal bonfires, throwing whatever the hell he wanted on there. So he took.
I'm glad
like,
I can do that whenever the fuck I want.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I pretty much.
The first cop who ever
bothered me in 7 years.
Yeah, we used to throw crazy shit on there, like copper piping and things with insulation foam in it. And
I'd like throwing throw a fire saltpeter.
Old
spray
paint cans.
But when you throw freaking copper piping, it's cool because the whole fire turns green.
Green.
Yeah. It's like throwing saltpeter on it. It's awesome.
You know, the troll fire, you know? Troll.
Leprechaun.
You see me troll.
I've always loved bonfires, and Guy Fawkes Day is one of my favorite days. I am one of those guys who never gets the 5th of November, even before, you know, V for Vendetta. And, you know, we always had a lot of fun with bonfires until one day I was reading about the, you know, the history, how Guy Fawkes Day used to be celebrated. And, you know, the effigies of Guy that they would make, they would usually put cats inside of them and put them in the fire because the sound the cats would make as they were burning sounded like a man screaming.
Cool.
That sort of took the taste. I think the last time they did that was like in the late 1800s, but you know, that sort of took the taste out of my mouth.
Well, back then they thought cats were witches and everything.
This was the late 1800s.
They didn't. Yeah, they thought people were witches back then.
Okay.
They still do now.
She's a witch banner.
People are still backwards.
I believe the term is back asswards.
Ass backward.
No, back asswards.
Yeah, back asswards is ass backward backward. Acidly. Yes?
Don't
have her. Shut up.
Let's just stop, take a deep breath, and walk away.
Okay. Did you watch the trailer I posted, the Disco Exorcist?
Yes, I saw that.
No.
Fuck yeah, that was awesome.
I hope that comes to a theater near me.
I really want to, like, I mean, I don't even care about watching the movie. I just, like, I want the guy who made it, who wrote it, who thought it up. I just want to spend an afternoon with this dude or dudette and just, like, what the fuck,
it looks,
man?
It looks like the same production value as Italian Spider-Man.
Yo, sorry.
Wait, what about Bear? You guys ever seen Bear?
No. Bear Grylls?
Basically, I've seen open a water. Bear. But in a van.
So it's like a bear outside, like, banging on the car door?
Basically, yes.
Did anyone see the trailer for that movie that's about a discarded tire that gains sentience and takes its revenge out of people?
Was it called Radio?
I think it's called Radio.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm trying to find. It was on TV Gawker.
Wow.
I believe
Io9 did a write up on it. And I was just like, no, really? Nice.
And I was just thinking how Radio is a stupid name for something like that. I mean, already.
When that's the premise of your film, I think the name is at least for your worries.
Has anyone seen, speaking of shitty movies, has anyone seen Birdemic yet?
I try to not give myself cancer by watching movies like that.
Yeah, it's literally one of the shittiest goddamn things I have ever seen. But at the same time, it seems strangely self-aware. But it's not self-aware to the point where you can love it. It's self-aware to the point where, like, yeah, I know you're an asshole. Shut the hell up already.
Oh, I just remembered the guy, I think the director or writer or whatever, maybe both, who made that movie. He was on the Adam Carolla podcast like some months ago, and Adam was totally like making fun of him like behind his back, and the dude totally didn't pick up on it. It was awesome.
I love it.
And did you hear the title for his next project?
No, what is it?
Peephole the Perverted. I mean, seriously, and he got even more money than what he got for Birdemic. He spent $10,000 on Birdemic. Like, he got some, you know, cheesy animators from some school to do the fake-ass birds that made the same screech. It's basically the same recycled animation over and over again with the same sounds recycled over and over again.
They look like the eagle from the Colbert Report opening.
Yeah, that's exactly what they look like. But multiplied. And one of the best parts was when he's fighting it off with a handgun, but the handgun is clearly not any type of actual firearm. It looks like a paintball marker, and like the effect thing with the flash coming out of the barrel and the barrel, I mean the flash from the barrel, the effect is not actually like on the gun. It's almost misplaced on the film, and like the pop is not in sync with it, so it's really stupid. It really looks and sounds stupid.
Actually, there's a correction. The name of the movie is Rubber, and I just posted a link for it in that default channel thing. If anybody wants to see it.
Rubber. You know what's a quality movie?
What?
Mega Shark versus Giant Squid.
What's
the
other
way around? We're not
Mega
going
Python
there.
Versus
That's
Gatorade?
Such a good movie. Come on. You ever watched it and just thought, I wish I could make a movie?
You know what? Maybe they should make one called Night of the Cuttlefish.
Cuttlefish? Like with a D or with a T?
No, it's a... What is it? Is it a T or is it a D? I can't remember.
I know in real life it's a T, but like cuttlefish sounds like it's like fish that
want to hunt you. No. I'm talking about the actual camouflaging, tentacle shooting out cuttlefish.
That's the T.
Yeah, T.
Cuttlefish.
Cuttlefish.
Man, I used to play as that fish all the time in that. What game was that I used to play at school?
Sim Life?
No, it wasn't Sim Life. There was like this game where you just swam around and ate fish.
Was that the dolphin game?
Oh my god.
Oh, that game sucks.
Didn't you turn into a sports car at the end?
What about Echo? You guys play Echo the Dolphin?
Oh,
on
that
Sega?
Game.
Hell yeah.
Yep, on Sega CD. It didn't come out on Sega CD first?
Yeah.
Which I actually still own.
Odell Down Under was the name of that fish game. What a great game.
Odell Down Under.
Odell.
Oh, Odell.
Is that one of the guys on like that Home Shopping Network? Odell?
Here's a link for the wiki
page. We got
page.
A Barry Bonds rookie card!
It was a fucking awesome game.
Cool,
man. Yeah, I used to play this all the time, too.
Dude, wasn't it the best?
Hell yeah. It was stupid as hell, but it was...
It was stupid as hell, but it was fucking badass.
Came on three floppy disks.
I would always just be a shark right from the beginning and just eat it.
Yeah, and you can just eat everything.
Is anyone planning to watch Piranha 3 Double D's?
No, I don't.
I'm getting so high and go watch that.
I actually downloaded the first one. It's done right now. It's just probably play the first one tonight.
I don't know. I don't know if I can.
Or was it another podcast I was listening to?
We are not talking about Piranha 3D ever.
Fuck that movie.
Except how awesome it is.
The fucked up thing
is
they didn't decide to do 3D until afterwards. So it was just going to be called Piranha 3, and they're like, let's add a D on the end and make it cool.
That's how most movies are. It's just a movie shot, and they're like, let's throw 3D on it. They do the post-production magic.
I don't care how self-aware that movie is. That movie sucks.
Come on, it's got Ving Rhames in it.
Everyone's a critic.
Schlock.
Double D should be good.
Is it gonna be Shark Attack 3?
Okay, I have to read this article.
What the fuck is going on in the background there?
Yeah, who is that?
Kevlar, are you so crazy?
Oh, his helicopter's taking
him. Yeah, Croc swallows mobile phone, becomes constipated, and burps ringtones. They're like, Gina, 14-year-old crocodile at an aquarium in Ukraine, has been refusing food and acting listless after eating a cell phone dropped by a woman as she tried to photograph him. Phone keeps ringing. They hear it every time it opens its mouth, and the woman is resigned to losing her phone. She still wants the SIM back since it has all her precious photos and contacts. Meanwhile, the crocodile has bigger problems because since it ate the phone, it hasn't had any bowel movements in 4 weeks and appears depressed and in pain.
Hey, if I couldn't
be
shit
depressed.
for 4 weeks, I'd be pretty pissed off too.
What kind of phone gets 4 weeks battery life?
Thank you. That's what I was about to say. Like, am I? You know, is it weird that the first thing that popped into my head is like, wait, 4 weeks? What the hell kind of phone is that?
It's probably one of the old Nokias. You know,
it's a Nokia.
Yeah, that never dies.
Maybe it has like micro USB in its belly.
No, you know what happened? Induction charging. It's just picking stuff up from the airs. That's how it works, right?
Or maybe it just, you know what, duh, it probably hadn't taken a shit in a while and then just got exacerbated by eating the phone. And now that it's about time, because I don't know how often crocodiles take shits.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it like snakes can go like months without eating if they have one big meal?
Bird.
Yeah. They can.
Like even mammals don't really need to eat more than once a week.
Depends on the mammal.
Depends on the mammal, yes.
That's what the headmistress at the orphanage used to tell us.
Depends on their income.
Oh, mistress! Oh!
Okay.
Oh, you have a snow
metabolism,
boy.
I don't know what your, opinion is of Sarah Palin, yay or nay or whatever, but
dumbass.
What do you think of this picture?
Fuck that.
I think it looks kind of cool.
Is it the steampunk?
Yeah.
Fuck the steampunk lady, too.
Did you see her sex film on YouTube?
Obama? What kind of shit is that? It's nothing but stupid puns and steampunk. Crap.
I hate steampunk.
Hey, you know what?
Are you mad?
I don't want to beat up that guy who makes steampunk Zippos on
I am always
eBay.
Mad.
He pisses me. He blows a gear on it and he calls it steampunk Zippo. What the
fuck? Okay, yeah, that stuff pisses me off. But, look, I am kind of part of that whole, you know, I'm part of the San Antonio Neo Victorian Association. You know, like, I'm into steampunk, but yeah, not that whole, you know, just, you know, stick a friggin' cog in it. That's not what steampunk is. And steampunk, that stuff really annoys me.
Steampunk for the sake of steampunk. Do whatever you can. I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if you can call him an artist or a tinkerer. His name is Jake Von Slot. His website is steampunkworkshop.com, and you see some of the stuff he makes. Now that is legit.
You know, like I said, like it's the lighter. Like if when you opened it, like it turned gears, that would be cool. But no, they just like glue a gear onto it. And it's steampunk. That's what pisses me off.
Well, I think it has to be bronze first. Is it bronze?
I think copper gears.
Ugh.
Oh. Well, go on eBay. Totally go on eBay and put in steampunk Zippo, and you'll find the pieces.
Like, okay, you know when those the steampunk keyboards and the, you know, steampunk computers started coming out, you know, all these guys, Von Slot, Jake, he practically started that. I think he was the first one to come out when they start imitating. So, you know, now it's like, it's a little lame, like, oh, steampunkified, whatever, but, you know, when he first started churning out some of that stuff, everyone was just like, damn. And, you know, he did it for fun and would show step-by-step how to recreate it, even though, you know, it's one of those things you can see it, how it's done, but you can't really replicate because you lack the skill.
Or the tools.
Yeah, he puts instructions on how to, you know, do so many cool stuff, and that's the steampunk I'm into, the real hands-on, you know, good stuff, not the pretenders. You know,
Wild Wild West. That's what I believe.
I think that's when a lot of posers started hopping in.
And I think Kevlar can attest on that Oddity show, how, like, you know, you see the people come in there and they like buy like the antique steampunk stuff.
Yep.
And they just like posers. Yeah, they. Oh God.
Yeah, I know quite a few people like that, and you know, it's I know like the I
You're
like
one of
okay
people.
To be fair, there's a whole other aspect to the whole steampunk thing. There are the you know, there are the kind of like the steampunk cosplayers who, to them, it's not really about the, you know, the hands-on stuff. It's more, it's the fashion, the style, the morality, the whatever. It's a game.
What morality?
But, you know, they're like the whole the Victorian, the whole Victorian, you know, approach to everything from science to morality and self-control and whatever it is, just everything, where they're just trying to, they're pretty much role-playing, they're LARPers, and so there's that whole aspect, and I can't LARPing. Hate on I that if they're throwing themselves into that.
Thunderbolt, two damage.
But you know, the guy who goes off and gets himself you know, a bracelet with like a brass cog glued to it and says, oh dude, I am so steampunk, that's just kind of annoying.
What you mean, like the Hot Topic steampunk?
Yes.
I permit you to hit him over the head with a steam pipe.
Okay, I just posted a link to a steampunk lighter, and just tell me how steampunk that is, as I do air quotes.
About the steampunk dildo.
There is already one.
You guys remember that one?
There is one. You know, ain't nothing twixt your nigger, ain't nothing twixt your nigger, your nethers that ain't run on steam.
I feel like you just threw a racial epithet at me.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I did, and I kept trying to think of a different word, and something was mixing together, and it came to something really horrible. And you know what? I regret nothing. I don't care.
It's from Serenity. That makes it worth it.
Yeah. It's better when I type it out, which I
don't.
Do at some
I don't.
Point.
This steampunk stuff just doesn't do anything for me. I'm like, it's... we're in the 21st century now. We need holograms and lasers.
Well, I mean,
not brass and shit like.
Oh, really?
What makes that look cool? You know,
who's typing?
Not me.
Oh, that's Kevlar.
Who's typing and using a power tool?
If you open the Zippo and the gears moved as you opened it, that'd be kind of cool.
That's what I said. Yes, that would be amazing. I would pay for that.
Yeah. I recently found my Zippo, by the way.
Ooh.
Recently what?
I had lost my Zippo in the move, I thought, but I recently found it in its box and everything.
Nice.
I don't think it's anything special, but it's...
This
coming from the guy who's got over 300 Zippos, so...
To what Gonzo and Lifted said, yeah, I mean, it is, at the end of the day, there is a style aspect to it that you just kind of have to be into that sort of thing. Otherwise, there's no... It's just like with the whole...
Is that the sort of thing you think you might be into?
Like, take Cyberpunk.
You and me? Me and you.
I was brought up in the whole Cyberpunk thing, but I can't stand the whole approach, the aesthetics, I don't know, it's so dirty and clunky and vulgar to me. You know, and yet, it's...
Yeah, Johnny Mnemonic.
Cyberpunk sucks.
Exactly. I know some people are into it, but I have the same problem with most transhumanists who kind of follow that cyberpunk, aesthete where they have, it's like, okay, great, I have an exposed motherboard, hanging off my glove. Why?
Your motherboard.
What has that achieved?
It's actually the power glove from Nintendo.
Have you exposed mother?
It's like those idiots who like put like a relay in their arm and they call themselves cyborgs.
Yes, that's what I mean.
It's like I have an RFID chip and I can open a door just by waving my hands. I'm a cyborg. No, you're not. You got the same thing my dog has in his neck. He's not a cyborg.
Nah, it's pretty.
I've got a camera implanted in the back of my head, and I am a cyborg teacher.
Idiot.
Yeah. Every minute it uploads it. It's art.
What are any good movies coming out? What's coming out? I'm so out of sync.
I saw something from Battlefield Los Angeles, and it looked like that Skyline movie, like equally as bad. And I said, I'm definitely not going to see that.
Oh, I'm definitely seeing that. It looks way the hell better than Skyline. When they first started showing both.
Justin Bieber concert. It's going to be in theaters.
If I recall correctly, special effects studios did the special effects for both movies. That's why they say it may be pretty much the same movie.
Oh no, it's not. I mean, we've already seen the scripts. We've seen, extended clips of both, and you should have seen when they first, both trailers were posted at about the same time with clips and info and all that stuff. Even though
Skyline's already been out in theaters, though.
Even though Battle was going to be coming out much later, and it was just like people were like, "What the hell is this? What the hell is this Skyline thing? Like this? It just..." Like, I wonder why people even went to watch it. Skyline just looked stupid.
Yeah,
it did. Yeah. I watched Skyline
intended as, like, a TV movie or something and ended up getting released on the big screen.
I have no idea.
Direct-to-video Steven Seagal film.
I watched it and I actually, turned it off, halfway. I rage quit a movie.
From what I heard, the last 10 minutes are actually a
movie.
The rest
Rubber
of
comes out soon.
What does?
Rubber.
Oh. Yeah, that's the one about the tire that gains sentience. Yeah.
Well, we have the date, though. So, April 1st.
Nice. Really?
I will be there midnight premiere.
This feels like a trap.
It's a trap.
I love the poster, too.
This is a sleeper for movie of the year.
I don't know. I don't know about all that, Lifted.
No, I got movie of the year for you. Hold on. Just give me a second. Wait for it.
Here it comes. Page.
Sarah Palin's sex tape?
Another big Mama's House. Fuck?
Hell, God, no. Let it not exist.
What, Sarah Palin's sex tape?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's on YouTube.
Another Big Mama's House. Come on.
Oh, Big Mama's House 3. She's got a daughter.
Yeah. Like father, like
there's
son.
There's the Sarah Palin sex tape on YouTube.
I clicked nothing.
Oh, isn't there that Sand Spider movie coming out? It's about the camel spiders in Iraq.
You people like some of the weirdest fucking movies I've ever heard.
It's like the Sci-Fi Channel movies.
Why does Sarah Palin sound Canadian?
She's from freaking Alaska. It's the same thing.
Isn't the roommate single white female just redone?
Wasn't that the Omicronian's favorite show? Single white female lawyer?
No, there was a movie called Single White Female from like the 90s. And it looks like it's the newer version of it. It's almost like
why do you have two Twitters and why is the other one asking me to follow it? Or telling me I should follow it?
Who now?
It's not asking, it's telling.
Blah.
I might have two Twitters, I don't know.
What?
He doesn't have a spare Twitter.
I have your Twitter account.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm pretty sure I locked that one out.
You did?
Another Owen Wilson movie.
I never even used it. I think I have no interest.
I think when I came back to Twitter, I believe I shut that down. Oh, well, yeah, I must have because I actually took the username for a while, so the account would have to have been...
Scream 4 is coming out. Does anyone want to see Scream 4?
Oh, for fuck's sake, again?
I already have my tickets. What are you talking about?
Wait.
Scream 4 starring Neve Campbell and David Arquette. April 15th.
Remaking the whole series? I mean, how many original Screams were there?
Three.
One.
Three. Okay. But this is the last one, I guess.
Oh, The Hangover 2 is coming out.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one they're making a big deal about Mel Gibson being cut from that movie?
Yeah.
Coming out May 26th.
Yeah, they did actually. They were
projected.
I don't know. Look.
A sequel to The Hangover. Really?
I laughed during The Hangover, but I didn't find it. Like, it was. I think it was one of those. I think the same thing happened with me and the original Iron Man. Everyone just kept, oh my god, it's the funniest thing ever. They just kept building it up, and I watched and I was like, yeah, it's funny, but I kind of expected my life to change after this. Same thing happened with me and Iron Man. Everyone's like,
well, you
movie
need to
of
lower
the
your
year,
fucking
blah,
expectations
blah, blah.
And get off your fucking pedestal.
Stop reading IO9 and enjoy your movie.
The Hangover had its moments, and I think those moments were strung together in enough of a order that it actually seemed like the entire movie was funny. Like, you know, like opening the car door to the baby's head.
If they're making a second one, funny, then it'll be just a totally different story, and it might just be funny.
You know what I want to
really
see, though?
Continue it.
Is, what's it called? Limitless. The movie with the guy with the pill a day and all genius and awesome and... I don't know. It seems like
that
cool
movie looks
great.
Bradley
looks
Cooper
great.
And Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Aspiring author is suffering from chronic writer's block, but his life
there you go.
When an old friend introduces him to NZT, new pharmaceutical that will allow him to have his full potential. With every synapse crackling, Eddie can recall everything he has ever read, seen, or heard, learn any language in a day.
That sounds a lot like Flowers for Algernon.
He takes Wall Street by storm, making money into millions.
Making money into millions. That's typically how it
what?
Works. Oh,
I'm trying to
check this.
Shorten the thing.
Article on Boing Boing. Pious Indian town gets a bank with no door locks.
Nice.
It's like a 7-Eleven for money.
India's UCO Bank has opened a lockless branch in Chennai, Shinganapur, in some place. A town known for its piety and with a reputation for being crime-free.
Yeah, it's asking to be picked
off. Does the vault
off.
Have a lock on it?
All I can say is challenge accepted.
Does the vault have a lock on it? That's your question. I mean... And it's a rumor, it's a misnomer that our 7-Elevens don't have locks on the doors, because we did, because when I was working overnight and I had to take a shit, I had to lock the doors. Unless it was a cop in the store to watch it for me.
All I know is I think it's time for a vacation, a little trip to India.
What's the rupee to dollar conversion rate?
It's whatever you wanted, my friend.
Is this the bank with no locks on the doors? Is it really? I mean, really? Thank you. Come again.
But what if they have like triple the security of any bank?
I will bring it back. I promise.
They probably have a bunch of lasers and shit.
They got a safe. That's all you need is a safe.
Let's see, one the money in the safe. US dollar. The doors open. Dollar to rupee.
Thank everyone for Wolfram Alpha and its easy money conversions.
45 Indian rupees. Well, actually. Oh, yeah.
45 Indian rupees to a dollar, so you'd have to take a lot of them. And you have to find somebody who launders rupees.
I figure as long as I have enough to pay for my trip there, pay for the trip back, and maybe buy a TV, I'm good. I mean, I don't need to, like, bankrupt that. I mean, it's a pious town, for Christ's sake. I don't need to bankrupt it.
Yeah, I'll just rob a little bit.
It's India. Can't you outsource your bank robbery to India?
Doesn't India have that $35 tablet? Just buy a bunch of those.
Oh, that's been delayed. You didn't see the news.
Call center to rob the bank for you.
Or the $10 laptop.
Rob the
desktop.
Bank via phone.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure they can just say no.
Well, that happened to a guy here. He tried to rob the bank through the drive-thru window, and then he got shot in the face and died.
Agrippa.
Cool story, bro.
On the cast section of the page, why the hell is my personal site linked to yours?
Why is your what?
Attention whore.
You guys are the same person.
Attention whore? Someone say name?
Yeah, on the cast.
Agrippa.
The cast page?
Uh-huh.
It says personal site links to the I cock you.
I cock you.
Is that the new iPod accessory?
It's every iPod accessory.
It's a vibrating cock ring you plug in to your 30-pin
connector. That would be
the serial port on your
that would
iPad?
Actually be what's his face? Ron's doing. I didn't even know that was up yet. He was supposed to wait till he got everyone's file.
Oh well. He gets bored, I think, and likes to change shit.
I think we're all aware.
Yeah. I like it. Except for I'm not related to the iCockU site.
And can you please stop like saying that about my name? Because insulting me is one thing, but my entire ancestry? Come on, dude.
No, I only say it as an insult to you. I've never met anyone else in your family, so I'm insulting you.
Yes, but it's you're insulting my family name.
No,
it's like
it's
you know.
Website. It's not your family's website.
Oh,
I like that.
Told.
It's
even funnier when you read the byline for your website. The iCocky.com, comrades, is... stop applauding the spectacles all around you.
I would.
I'm sorry.
Why would Snoop send me just. I told him to send. Okay, oh, I see. He's going to send that tomorrow. Well, just send it all together then. Come on, guy. It's like getting stuff from everyone on the podcast is like pulling teeth or like herding cats.
No, because Ron definitely put a pretty
but
picture of himself on.
But it's not even Guy Fawkes Day.
And I think Stevens is probably the best picture.
I concur.
Yeah, Steven. Now,
I wish I had a shitty Christmas.
And I like how Gonzo's is essentially like, it's looking at him like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? It's actually the same picture from my profile, just not broken up.
I should just send you the one with the double 3D glasses.
Yeah, dude, Kaiser... Ben, Zuka, come on, guys.
No, I was gonna do mine, but I was at work all day. So
you can use my. You can use the one where I'm wearing the bra. I like that one.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, you guys don't remember that one?
It's my old avatar from Gawker.
Oh god.
Hold on, I'm posting it in the
I don't like to post that picture every once in a while.
I prefer the original that it parodies.
Oh, okay, yeah, because it's the Lindsay Joy one.
Whoa, you just droid it out.
The Lindsay Joy picture.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I think I ever saw it.
Oh, you never saw? Oh, yeah, it's basically her in a bra with like Lego minifigure sticking out of the top of it.
I see.
Oh, the cast page is up. It wasn't up before. It's still down. Caroline gets a picture?
Yes, because she's podcast staff.
Okay.
That's sort of what this is about.
Ghost Valley girl mode.
We're just...
Dirty Britches gets her picture on.
All right. We got
here. All right, you'll have it in a few minutes.
How do you pronounce your last name, Agrippa? Like Tokyo?
I've noticed that seems to be a very American thing, the letter I. Is in anything,
yes,
you know,
is.
Iraq, Iran,
yeah,
it's and it's
like, number?
It's actually pronounced E.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's an E-pod?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Kevlar, yes.
So it's,
don't hurt yourself.
It's Agrippa, your cheaty iPod. Is that how
yes.
I pronounce your name? I'm really confused.
And
we also say Z instead of Z, though. I say Zed.
And seriously, my mother, my sister, or about maybe my pops, I don't know, he never calls my name, are the only people who ever use. I don't, like, if you called me that in public, I probably at first wouldn't realize you were talking to me.
Well, yeah,
I recognize almost like any version of my name. Like, I like it when people call me Steve Dave out in public.
It's, you know, every time I hear Agrippa or Q, it pops into my head, but you say Chidi, and I'm like, you know, it takes me a second.
That's weird.
This is because you're slow.
I'm not used to being called.
Because that's hype.
Anyway, so, I guess we should wrap this up. We've been here for...
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
We've been recording?
Yeah, we've been recording this whole time.
I thought we were just dicking around.
That's what I told you we were going to do.
It says right by his name, recording.
I thought that was his name.
Oh, fucking cash.
For the record, this is why we don't do anything without Steven.
Yeah. Yes. This is why we don't include me. I never catch shit. Wasn't it an email? Because I probably didn't get it.
This is exactly why we typically have a specific mod with list topics. But when I said let's get on, I was like, you know what, seriously, this has no plan, no mod, this is just shooting the shit for the hell of it.
Right,
I don't even know what I'm recording, but I don't even know what I'm going to do with it.
As
if I'm
going to
do
no
anything
plan
with
goes,
it.
You have to release
I
it.
Kick that's ass.
Yeah,
I kick the plan's ass.
We did mention shit transplants, so.
Yeah, you should call it like the late night mixer or something like that. It has to be published.
It's a wallet pizza sized podcast.
I wouldn't put it in the actual feeds, but I would put it on the website as a bonus to hear what idiots we sound like when we're all drunk at midnight.
That works. I approve of that.
I agree. I'm down with that. Anyway.
A nice Easter egg for the site.
Yep. I am stopping the ordained.